Well, U.S. Internet service providers will soon no longer need consent from you to share browsing history with marketers and other third parties. The House of Representatives yesterday voted to repeal an Obama-era law that demanded ISPs have permission to share personal information, including location data. Let's check in with the expert on the Internet, Lauren Weinstein. Lauren, what does this all mean to us?
You know, George, you know me. I know you.
I love you. You're a great guy.
You know that I try to keep things logical, and I don't like to get angry, but I am angry tonight.
Uh-oh.
This law that you're talking about now, and apparently Donald Trump is going to sign it, and I'm sorry to say this was all GOP votes. Not a single Democrat voted for this horrible law. We're being sold down the river. There's no other way to put it. This isn't draining the swamp. This is throwing us into the quicksand. Because like you just said, what this does is it allows the big ISPs, some of the most hated companies in America, like Comcast, AT&T, and the others, to sell our private web browsing information, location data, app data. That means you go to medical sites, you go to financial sites. All of that becomes fodder for them to sell. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's a big wet kiss on the mouth of the ISPs. It is, in my entire career, going back to the dawn of Internet and ARPANET, absolutely the worst government abuse of Internet privacy I've ever seen. It's almost unimaginable. And what the proponents of this, the people pushing it, are trying to say is they're saying, well, this shouldn't be the FCC. The FCC shouldn't be involved in these privacy things. But in reality, their idea, using the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, there's really no way to get it over there. This is the same kind of smokescreen that they're always going to try to pull in Washington. And then they try the switcheroo. They say, well, Google does the same thing as the big ISPs. And that's just a lie. It's a lie. Google does not know every website you go to, and your ISP does, every single website.
So give me a for instance now. What will happen once this thing kicks in and somebody's been using the Internet to do all kinds of things? What will happen?
It's going to be a free-for-all, an absolute free-for-all. It may be possible for each individual to call their ISP and ask politely, you know, Mother, may I, to be taken off of this and not have your personal data sold. But these big ISPs have been lusting after the ability to sell people's private information because they have access to the whole pipeline, everything you do on the net.
So what do they do, though? Will they email you? Will they send you letters? What happens?
There's no requirement that they do anything. That's the horror of all of this.
Nothing. They just do it.
Each of them will presumably set their own policy, subject to change at any time.
And then the companies then that they sell the information to, how will they hit us?
There's no apparent restrictions. I mean, this, George, I am telling you, people should call their congressmen. I don't care if they're Republicans, if they're Democrats. They should raise a gigantic stink about this, because if you don't have privacy on the sites you visit on the web, on your location information, It's absolutely, this is, we depend on this now. Our whole lives are based on the Internet and these websites we go to. So this is just a privacy disaster.
Bottom line, why did Congress do this?
I think that the simplest answer is that they're bought and paid for by those giant ISPs.
You got it. Follow the money. Thanks, Lauren. Jeez.